In the UK, ministers have begun arriving at Downing Street on the eve of a crucial vote in Parliament on the Brexit deal agreed on Thursday between Boris Johnson's government and the European Union. Boris Johnson has been scrambling to rally support for his last-minute divorce deal, and a new poll shows the UK public supports the deal being passed by the Parliament. Louise Creeley has the details.
Boris Johnson is confident he's found the solution to the UK leaving the European Union.
We've got a deal that allows us to get out of the backstop that's abolished, and we can do free trade agreements as one whole United Kingdom around the world.
The government plans to put the new Brexit deal to a vote in Parliament on Saturday and would then need to pass legislation to formally ratify the agreement. The British Prime Minister says this can be done by the departure date of October the 31st.
We can take back control, as we always said, of our borders, our money, our laws, do free trade deals, set our own future according to the democratic will of the United Kingdom, as one United Kingdom.
Not everyone is convinced, like Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage, who called on British MPs to reject the withdrawal agreement.
This is now only the second worst deal in history. It's still utterly shocking. We would head into years of acrimonious negotiations where the EU would have the whip hand over us. And frankly, this is not Brexit.
The former British Prime Minister Tony Blair was equally as scathing, calling the deal profoundly bad for the country.
This is not a decision for a passing political moment or even for an election cycle. This is a decision that will define our country for future generations. And you don't take a decision of destiny through a spasm of impatience. Last night, one European leader described the deal to me as an abomination. And he's right.
Tony Blair said it was the exact deal that Boris Johnson decried when Theresa May was in power.
I know how impatient people are, but this is a decision of such importance, it's worth taking the time to get it right. Parliament should vote this deal down. We should insist on an extension from the European Union, which I am sure, by the way, they will grant. And then the British people are going to have to take the final decision.
But French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron says he believes the agreed-on deadline between Britain and the EU should be met.
I think we should stick to the October 31 deadline. I don't indulge in political friction, so I'm not going to imagine a scenario where the British Parliament votes this way or that way. But I don't think that any new extension should be agreed to. I think we now need to finish these negotiations and move on to negotiations about the future relationship and finish them too. So I think we should respect our own commitments, our own deadlines. Such political deadlines are important.
Speaking at a news conference, Emmanuel Macron also warned against underestimating his British counterpart.
Il est parfois pittoresque, mais
he is sometimes colourful. But we can all be like that sometimes, if I can put it like that. He's a character, but he's a leader with a real strategic vision, who showed his commitment and his desire to get things done. And I think those who didn't take him seriously were wrong.
The actual vote is not expected to take place until after lunchtime on Saturday in London.
Louise Creeley reporting.